Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
I come here, I do goofs, I do giggles.
Well, that's your job. You have to do that.
I understand that.
106.5 The End.
It's time for War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call, and Caroline is on with us. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning.
So Caroline and Jared have been together almost 3 years, started making plans to move in together. Caroline, you said that your relationship has had its ups and downs, but nothing too crazy until about 2 weeks ago when you found something under his bed. What did you find under Jared's bed?
I found a pair of heels under the bed. And I have like 3 pairs max. Like, I'm not a huge heels girl. So like, I knew they were definitely not mine. But then when I asked Jared, he like insisted they were mine, but I'm like, no, they're not mine. They're not even my size. So
You're probably wrong.
And couldn't possibly have been an ex-girlfriend. How long have you guys been together?
We've been together almost 3 years.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get Jared on the phone. Katie's going to offer him roses. We'll see if he sends him to you, Caroline, or someone else, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on the line. You'll be able to hear the conversation. Don't go anywhere, okay? It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak with Jared, please?
Who is this?
Hi, Jared. This is Holly with, and I'm calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers.
No, that's okay. Please stop calling me.
Well, keep in mind, today's gift is 100% free.
No, thank you.
Okay, let me interrupt for a second. Jared, there's no roses. This is the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a segment called War of the Roses. Caroline had reached out to us and wanted us to offer you roses to see who you'd send them to, because Caroline thinks you might be seeing someone else. Is that true?
Sorry. You were talking about my girlfriend?
Right, yes. Yeah, so we talked to Caroline. She thinks she might be seeing someone else. Is that true?
Of course not. Is she there? Can I talk to her?
She is.
Caroline, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What is going on?
You know what's going on. You know I found the heels under the bed, and I just don't believe you.
Why were there high heels? And, like, if your girlfriend is asking you, why are these heels under here, to turn around and go, must be yours, is...
Despite not even being the same size. Like, you guys could have totally Cinderella'd the whole thing and tried to shove her foot in it just to prove that they weren't yours.
This obviously looks really bad. This is very embarrassing.
Yeah, it does.
I promise that this is not what it looks like, all right? You just have to believe me.
Okay, well, then what is it? Because I've given you so many opportunities to explain to me what's going on.
I get that.
And you've just been like, just tell me what's up.
How about I just tell you later?
No.
I promise that nothing is going on.
There may not be a later. Like, honestly,
what,
like,
do you mean?
At this point, like, I'm so upset. Like, there may not be a later, so you need to just tell me right now.
You've had an opportunity already to tell her, and you chose not to.
All right. You are definitely putting me on the spot here. It's not... Okay, fine. I'm not cheating on you, okay? Please, you have to know that.
So who are they?
It's some girl that Matt had over, okay?
So who is Matt?
Who's Matt?
It's my roommate. You know who it is.
Yeah,
Caroline,
I know
you know
that.
Who it is, okay? Yeah. So, and obviously you know his girlfriend, so it's...
Okay, if that's true, why did Matt just not have her in his room? That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, that's a good point. His room would, if he's your roommate, would be right there.
Right.
Yeah, but it's all evidence because he figured that the next time that his girlfriend came over, she'd be able to smell something was up. She'd be able to smell the other girl.
So you basically smell that something was up.
So hold on a second. So you let your roommate bang in your bed? You allowed that?
That is the big part you're going to focus on?
Well, the whole thing is crazy. Huh?
You just wash the sheets.
Yeah,
but...
You mean I wash the sheets. You know that I wash the sheets. Like, that's...
Okay,
well... That's so weird.
Jared, you and Caroline, you're fine... But your roommate...
Yes. No, we're not fine.
Well, hold on. your roommate is banging another girl that's not his girlfriend in your bed, and that was who the shoes belonged to?
Yes, I promise.
I'm glad you're not cheating, but also, like, we also need to talk about, like, the fact that you're helping your friend cheat.
This is so...
I did not help him cheat. He made the decision, and I was being a good friend.
You're covering up his cheating.
It's not like he was just going to have some big affair. It was a one-time thing. He felt awful about it.
So did she leave without her shoes on? Like, she left barefoot?
Oh, yeah. That's a good question.
Huh. Yeah.
She did?
She left barefoot.
Was there a fire?
No. No, it's it was a mistake. He made a mistake. She left.
I mean, I strangely believe him.
Right.
Why would she? What kind of a person leaves without shoes?
I don't know. If you're still drunk, maybe. I don't know. You think you have them in your bag and you're just walking out.
Barefoot.
But you think you have your shoes maybe with you.
We have a lot to talk about because now that I know this, what do you mean why? How is that?
I'm a good friend.
Jared, don't push it.
Yeah, don't push it.
I feel like there's light at the end of the tunnel. Just say, baby, you're right.
Maybe you're right.
There it is.
All right, it's War of the Roses on the wake-up call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.